News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It is 8:49 now on News Talk Breakfast. Learner drivers are waiting as long as 35 weeks for driving tests in Talla and Dunleary, according to new data from the Road Safety Authority. The national average wait time is 23 weeks, and that's despite the RSA saying the average wait time is supposed to be 10 weeks. Brenda Bolger is the owner of Bolger's Motoring Schools. Morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
This must be very frustrating for people who are waiting.
Oh, it is so frustrating for them. I mean, these wait times have been an ongoing conversation for years. The RSA have said that they will have those waiting lists cut down. They're rolling out new hires, and having all the new hires come on board is going to reduce the wait list. And it's just not having an impact. It's just not. People are waiting far too long to get their test.
And is it just postcode lottery at this point? Is that the reason why we're kind of stuck where we are?
Honestly, it's two things. One is the Road Safety Authority are just not meeting the demand. The other thing is there is a large cohort of the public who are just turning up for their driving test completely ill-prepared. You know, there's some social media forums and you'll see people on there saying, oh, I have my test on Wednesday. Any tips? Get some lessons. Right. Be prepared. Read the email they send you out. Those are all valid tips. It's people do overestimate their own driving skill and underestimate the difficulty of passing the test. So there is an element of that needs to be taken into account as well.
But are you not supposed to have a certain amount of lessons taken before you go and have your test?
Yeah, you are. You're supposed to have a mandatory minimum amount of 12 driving lessons with a qualified instructor. And for each one of those, you're to have 3 to 4 kind of lessons with a family member or some other driver that's legal to accompany you. But not everybody is in the situation where they have access to a vehicle and indeed another driver. And equally, if you have to do those 12 lessons and they have to be uploaded on the RSA's website before you're able to be considered or even be put on the waiting list, and then you're going to wait another 6-8 months after that fact to try and guess your test date. And sometimes the test dates are meant to be 4 weeks in advance, you know, where you get your notice. But sometimes they're quite quicker than that. And then driving instructors are so busy because everybody is trying to get their test in. The system is just not fit for purpose at the moment.
It just sounds like there's no capacity. I remember, it must have been about 20 years ago, Brenda, I'm not sure if you're old enough to remember this, that we brought
indeed.
In a load of instructors from the UK and we opened up new driving test centres to make a serious dent on it. Are we at that level of crisis yet?
We've been at that level of crisis for a while. We have. Now, thank you for the kindness on my age, but I predate the RSA. I predate drink driving rules. So it was quite different. I mean, when I was doing it, it was something like £30 for your test and there was an 18-month waiting list, but the RSA didn't even exist at that time. So it's like we've never, ever taken it to task and taken it seriously and put a proper system in place to put a dent in it.
We'll have to wait and see if they're going to do that. I wouldn't hold out too much hope, but it's very frustrating, particularly if you're living in one of those areas where those wait times are long. Brenda Bolger, owner of Bolger's Motoring Schools, thanks very much for joining us. I'd hate to be sitting that test again, Ciara.
Oh, Jesus, so would I. I'd have nightmares about us like doing the leave insert. God love the people who are trying to do it. Loads and loads of people texting now as they have been for the whole day the whole morning on regional airport development. I live in Athlone, which is about equal distance from Dublin and Shannon. I always check Shannon first before booking flights, but unfortunately I often have to fly from Dublin as the frequency of flights and the destinations don't work from Shannon. When I do get flights from Shannon, it's great as it's easier to get in and out of if you drive.
Again, choice is there. I mean, you're being forced to go to Dublin because you don't have the option. I fly in and out of Shannon 20 times a year, says another listener. It's a great airport, but to accommodate a doubling of passengers, as mentioned by Cathal Crowe, significant investment is needed. There are no e-gates. Often there are only 2 Gardaí on duty checking passports, which can lead to long lines if a couple of flights land at the same time. But that, you can scale that up quite quickly. Not sure about the e-gate thing. On e-gates, yes, I grant you, they're handy and they're the way forward. But we're not going to have boarding passes in a little while as well. One more from Rachel, Ciara.
Just landed in Dublin from Dallas. I have an Irish travel company. Disagree with the opinion about Dublin. I book people's trips to Ireland from the USA and find they are handcuffed to Dublin Airport. They don't fly there because they want to. I struggle with this constantly. It's not anything against Dublin. I wish I could get people into Shannon, says Rachel. So maybe,
do you know what?
Almost everyone is disagreeing with me this morning.
I am so happy because the last time I had this argument with Shane, I think he may have won out on this. But today, it's very much a victory for Cork, Shannon and Knock Airport. And, I revel in the glory.
That Shane beat you in an argument and I didn't. I'm going to have to up my game for the next time.
It is Tuesday after a bank holiday, so maybe that could be a factor. That is it from the programme for today. Thank you so much for listening. Shane is back tomorrow morning with Ciara bright and early on News Talk Breakfast from 7 o'clock. Pat is next. Have yourselves a lovely day, everyone.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.